we ride it, still the dancing dies. When we ride it, still the dancing dies.
It's really about a quarter to one. I'm thinking of everything that we've become, and I hate it. I thought we could make it, but I'm ready to dead this. Just wanna forget about it.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Best Week Ever. I am your host, Van, and I am super excited for this week. Before we get into my guest, Brandon, from What Is This Honey podcast, I wanted to talk about the Patreon. I know I have probably been bugging you every episode this past couple weeks about joining it, but I do have to plug in the Patreon where you will find all our conversations unedited, and the videos will be uploaded a day before, well, maybe a couple days before the actual episode that is released on the main podcast. And also, we have recaps of Traitors Season 2 US. Episodes 1 through 6 is up right now, and we will be recording soon for the other half of the season for Traitors. So if that interests you at all, please join us. Countess and Frenemies, great friend of the pod and our guest for the Patreon for the Traitors recap, Nicole, has been putting up amazing TikToks, not only about this episode and the Patreon episode, but Traitors US. She's been going back and watching Survivor, and I'm actually pretty excited if she actually is going to watch any of the Real World or season of Peter when he, you know, fucked Hannah in the windmill like 4 times that night. The real ones know. But yeah, if you like all of that, please check that out. But without any further notice, please enjoy this episode with me and Brandon on who's having the worst and best week ever in pop culture.
I guess it's over indefinitely, but you and I know it's not that easy to let go of everything that we planned and start all over again. Hey, just blame yourself cause you blew it. I won't forget how you do it. My sweet baby, this is where the game ends now. Somehow, wanna believe you and me, we can figure it out.
Welcome back, guys, to another week of Best Week Ever podcast, where we discuss who's having the worst and best week ever in pop culture. This week, I am so excited. I have Brandon from What Is This Honey podcast, and I am super excited to have you on. How are you today?
Sweetie, I am doing just fine. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Can you please let my listeners know, because I actually found you from a mutual friend of ours, Emily Rose, from Who the Fuck Knows Emily Rose podcast. Guys, I highly recommend you guys listening to her, follow her. I'll put her in the links. But can you let my listeners know a little bit about yourself and your podcast?
Yeah, I am. Oh my God, as you can hear, I am a mother of many creatures. I have a podcast that's actually, we dive into pop culture. It used to be super housewives centered. We have ventured away because life has taken over, and as a point of contact, it has come to my attention that life is relatable. And so I have been vicariously bringing the things that are entertaining me and keeping me sane as I plan my wedding and as I start this new journey, and you know, I'm living my life. So you can go over to What Is This Honey podcast on Instagram. You can find me Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I'm there everywhere.
A wedding. I eloped. I was too nervous to do the whole big day. It's like a huge thing. Like, I did a party a year later. I give big thumbs up and kudos to those who can do it all in one day.
Well, we're doing and I'm throwing up air quotes here for anyone who is not watching. We're doing a micro wedding. So there's only 38 guests, including my partner and I.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it's been nice. And no one's been bold enough to complain about not being invited to my face. So that's great. I appreciate you guys for keeping it to yourself because it ain't about you. That's been really nice, and that has made it easier to plan. But I will tell you, it is a daunting experience. It's very expensive. You know, it is what it is. But I'm happy to be doing it. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, no, it's like the day of, I think about the day that me and my husband got married and I'm like, man, I want to go back to that day. It's a really, you're gonna feel
And
that.
I'm so dramatic. I like to draw things out. So we were engaged for 2 years. We did like a civil ceremony with just family already, and then we're still doing this. So I'm like, let me just stretch it out as long as I can.
And you know, in very housewife, maybe. Well, then again, no, I do not wish that for you because I feel like renewal vows in housewives is like a stamp curse of them recent, like towards divorce.
It's
Unless you're
definitely a
like,
sign of the big D.
yeah, unless you're like Dr. Simone and
Child, they were skating on thin
Cecile.
ice with the big D. Somebody fell beneath the ice. The ice broke, and somebody had to reach down in there and pull their ass out. So, listen.
I know. It still surprises me that like that reunion really saved their marriage and they like really hold on to the Bravo, like,
Which
you
is why it's important to have when you. So I remember when I first got engaged, I was asking a couple that we know who've been married for like 25 years, like what the secret is, what the secret is. And I was asking a lot of people, and everyone says something different, by the way. But one of the common things was to keep people around you that want the same things and who are rooting for the best version of you, and like who are gonna say, you guys are having a rough patch in your marriage. Maybe don't get divorced.
truly, yeah, no, you don't want like a quad or like
No,
someone
my
meddling
gosh.
in your life like that. And guys, we're talking
Not at all.
about married to medicine. I think you should know that by now, but
Yeah, if we speak about doctors, that's definitely who we're speaking of.
we are now going to continue on to the show of worst week ever category first. Worst week ever honorable mentions. Who do you have this week?
So, just to keep up with the theme of housewives, I have Michael Darby.
Yes.
Because Michael Darby, if you guys don't know who Michael Darby is, he is a husband on The Real Housewives of Potomac. If you're not watching, I'm also throwing up air quotes. He is in the process of being a divorced husband. And he has been pursuing this lawsuit against one of the housewives called Candace. It was always BS, in my opinion. And so, for him to have spent this money to try to launch a lawsuit, if you guys have ever spent one day in the court, you know those bills rack up quick. Okay. So, yeah, honorable mention for him. It could be worse.
You really think they're gonna divorce? I mean, I've been watching.
No.
I know, I really don't think so either. I feel like some sort of long separation is in the future.
I just think, and this is coming from experience, because if you guys don't know me, go back to What Is This Honey podcast and listen from the beginning. I am in an age gap marriage as well. And I feel like me personally, and this is why I give Sweet Tea the benefit of the doubt, because she really started out. Now I'm jumping shows. Okay, Sweet Tea is Dr. G's wife on Married to Medicine. Okay. They're in an age gap relationship, as well as Ashley Darby, who's filed for divorce from Michael Darby, who sued Candace. Y'all following? Take a sip of water. So I feel like I can see and peep game when the girl is digging for gold, or what she thinks she's digging for gold. Usually them hoes are digging for copper. But I feel like I can tell. And I think that the thing with Ashley, if Ashley wasn't famous, she would put up with Michael's shenanigans and live her life at peace. But because she's getting trolled, and because everybody and their mama is like, Ashley, girl, what are you doing? This man is playing with you. Because I saw Michael Darby in Puerto Vallarta, I want to say in like 2018.
Ooh, you saw that crusty man out? Like, and
Yeah.
spotted
I saw him. I saw him. And listen, once a thirsty thought, always a thirsty thought. And there's just something that you could just tell that Michael is like, he's just thirsty. So I don't know. I feel like a Southern lady would allow her husband to act a fool in private as long as he was showing up and being like a good father and paying the bills, which I think is what they are doing basically now.
I know. I wonder if we're going to see this. I mean, he is not really filming right now with
We
everything
haven't
that was
seen him
going
on the
on.
current season at all.
Yeah. And I don't know if he is going to show up the following season now that the cases are dropped.
Yeah, I mean, his relevance would be as a, I suppose, co-parent showing that they can do the co-parent thing, and maybe that's why.
If they don't live in the same house together.
No, she lives, and this is why I feel like they're not going to get divorced. Now, I live in New York State, so I don't know what the tea is, but I'm from North Carolina, and what I can imagine is, and what I've gathered from the show, what Ashley has said, you have to be separated for a year in Maryland before you can actually start the divorce process. So, while Ashley is living in her new house, that is actually more square footage than the penthouse. It just depends on what your taste and what your preference is. And he's paying for it. So, and as long as they're still married, he has the impetus or the implication is there for him to pay for her housing because she has two kids under the age of five who she cares for on a daily basis. So I would just assume that for her, it would behoove her as a real gangsta to stay married to him. I mean, at least until these kids are in high school and she can get her some coin in the bank.
Yeah, no, I definitely see that for her in the future. And you're so right. If it wasn't for the show, she would have happily just been living obliviously.
I mean, I feel like Ashley always knew. They have a beach house in Rehoboth, you guys. If your husband is bisexual, and you know this, right? You're a young millennial woman. Most of us millennial people, we don't give a damn about, I'm sorry, we don't give a damn about the sexual stuff. It's like, okay, whatever, who cares? But if he's someone who doesn't want to be monogamous and you do, then it's easy to just be like, okay, well, I'm going to go live here and you live there. Why would you legally separate? Like, I just feel like if she wasn't on the show, she might probably just be like, okay, well, Michael, he travels alone.
Yeah. No, truly. That's such a great, because I have been wanting to talk about this and the whole Candace of it all too. I'm sure she's been having a great couple weeks now, knowing that she doesn't have
Oh
to
my
worry about
gosh.
that.
Vindicated. She's singing that song. I'm vindicated. I'm selfish.
Very Dashboard Confessionals. I love it.
Yes.
Worst week honorable mention for me, I have to give it to Marcus and Larsa. Apparently, they
Oh.
have broken up. And yeah, they unfollowed each other. And then Larsa Pippen went ahead and did a whole story poll on her stories. Should your friends unfollow your ex? She has also erased photos of Marcus on her Instagram. And the reunion of Traitors is supposed to be filmed in a couple weeks or in a week and a half from today's recording. So I'm very interesting to see if this is some sort of like PR plot, if this is like maybe the reunion will get them back together. I don't know. That's he
Oh.
has posted a photo, Marcus, of him and his dad, which I feel like it's a dig for Larsa as well, because that's been like the biggest topic, I guess, in Real Housewives of Miami and outside of Miami too.
I think you're right because so lately I have just not had the space and capacity because also my number one priority in my career, I'm a professional actor, you guys. I don't know if you've known that. You may have seen me on Harlan Coben Shelter. You may have seen me on Law and Order SVU in the Kill Room opposite Uma Thurman. I just shameless plug, don't care. Please go find those things and watch them so I can get paid. Anyway, I've been too busy to watch, especially a lot of the negative, negative, negative stuff. And my bestie, who you guys might know from Bravo Barbies, Jessica, she's been obsessed with the Traitors. So the fact that you just brought that up is hilarious because I was just thinking about Larsa, but I don't know because I just started it. I don't know where I am in real time. But that is that is, I won't spoil, but I will say, yes, that's so wild because Marcus watched the Super Bowl with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and Larsa was nowhere to be found. She was on her phone.
And didn't they say that she sort of put that poll out, erased every photo? Marcus was still following her.
Was he?
Yes. And then an hour later, he unfollowed her and did the same thing. Because I saw something online of people being like, did Larsa break up with Marcus on the Instagram? Not me being a grandma, on the Instagram. Yes, I said it. On the
Yeah,
Instagram.
that's crazy. I mean, the
Crazy
fact that
bananas.
he, unless he was literally away for an hour from his phone, like on the internet and whatnot.
Yeah, it's possible, but here's the thing. I guess when you are dealing with mature adults, because I was in a serious relationship before the man I'm married to now, and I didn't get rid of his like presence in my social media until like pretty recently, I'm not gonna lie. Just because I don't know, I'm just not that reactive. But I guess when you operate and live in this the mainstream media, you know, maybe that's important to you to unfollow. And then she made a poll about should your friends unfollow. Larsa, you're 50. What?
It's
What
like
are you
put
talking?
that in your best friend stories.
Yeah,
Like,
put that on the green thread, girl. What is this, honey? What is this?
truly, I was just like, why are we in it? Like, why
Yeah,
do we
why
have to
now
decide
why am I in it?
to be in it? But
Now why am I in
definitely,
it?
like, she was on my worst week honorable mentions. And also another one that I have surprisingly, and I guess I didn't know until this week, guys, Selma Blair just being blatantly xenophobic. One of the many celebs that have campaigned for attacks to towards Palestine. She has deleted, of course, all of her comments so far, but there are screenshots. There's plenty of them. So I've been seeing and reading those. And trigger warning, even though she is quoting this, it's not true. This is what she has been caught saying. I will put this obviously on the show notes, but she writes, "Deport all these terrorists supporting goons. Islam has destroyed Muslim countries, and then they come here and destroy minds. They know they are liars, twisted justifications. May they meet their fate." This is after her memoir that got rave reviews. I thought it was good, but also I considered her memoir to be, I don't know, like very one-sided. And I don't know. She is a mean girl. I mean, the book is called Mean Baby, but it is a worse week for me just finding out, I guess, all these actors that I used to like love and adore, and in their memoirs, finding out just how small-minded they are. But yeah.
Well, and you have to be, as I'm learning in my own career, you do have to be a certain level of vicious to, you know, and listen, let me tell you something. I'm gonna teach y'all all something about being Southern, a Southern belle, okay? What you do is you wish people what they deserve and you wish them the best, right? I wish you the best and I wish that you get all that you deserve. And I'm not trying to say that Selma Blair is going through what she's going through in her life because she like deserves that, because I can already hear y'all hoes. I'm gonna get ahead of it. But we all have perspectives from where we come from and the world that we live in. If she feels like that, it's like, with Selma Blair, what world, what, how small is your world? It's very small.
She's hanging out with
So,
Juliana
for
Margulies
sure. And listen, I wish y'all all the best, but let's just be very real. When you point a finger at somebody, you got three fingers pointing right back at your motherfucking ass. So be very, very careful. Especially Selma, you got other things that, in the words of T.S. Madison, you should be shifting the concern, because you have other things that you need to be worried about.
That, and in the words of Tina Fey, I don't know if you've seen, I feel like I saw it on your stories from Las Culturistas, like, you're too rich and famous to be posting authenticity. Like,
Right.
it's expensive now to be authentic.
Yeah,
And like,
streamline that shit. Get your publicist on the line now, because I feel like also a lot of celebrities, with the power that they get, they forget that they're not scholars. They're not a part of the intelligentsia. Like, they are not the people who actually have studied and really know the new one. That's why my motherfucking ass has stayed quiet. I can form an opinion based off of the information that I can receive, but even I understand that that is within a vacuum. And these celebrities need to sh sh If you are not on the scene, boots on the ground, knowing what's going on, honey, shush. Inspire the girl with your courageousness and live your life. You have a there's other messages that Selma Blair could be promoting that are positive and that do not condemn an entire group of people that she don't even know one person from that community. So hush.
She really was like, I mean, from Dancing with the Stars, she had to pull out early because I think she has MS. Is that what
She does. She has multiple sclerosis.
which is like Christina Applegate, like just so many, there's a lot of people in our nation that has that. And I feel like she was a pillar to that community. And yeah, it was just like a really shameful thing to find out. And like I saw Deborah Messing in the bottom of those comments too, and I was like, oh, like.
Well, the thing about our culture, especially like, and I'm going to call a lot of y'all out. This is my favorite thing. Us people, we forget how like beautiful and privileged our lives are here in the United States of America. And as much as we like to like fix her and get her right together, it's because there's so much to preserve and so much to take care of. And I think a lot of that is having the ability and the privilege to be like a single issue person and to ignore the whole picture and just focus on like what you want and how things directly affect you, or you know, the vacuum in which that you live. And it's just unfortunate because we live in such a big country. It's hard to reach out and touch your neighbor's hand and know other than the representation that you see on TV, which we know is not great. And so people have these ideas and this self-preservation that, you know, I understand, but what we're seeing right now to this point, today, on February 13th, 2024, is it's next level. Like, this is not even something that we can even go back and forth about. So for Selma Blair to be like trying to put the blame on one, and I mean, that's human nature too. It sucks because it's like when something bad happens, we want to, that's a part of the grief.
Yeah.
That's like a part of people grieving. They want to find someone to blame, but maybe don't do that in public. Maybe work that out with your therapist, Selma, and other famous loud people.
Who is your worst week ever runner up this week?
So I want to just have a Raven Simone moment and look into the future, and I want to just take a moment of solidarity and silence for the future victims of Jen Shah and Elizabeth Holmes. Because I have seen photos of them walking the yard, stomping the yard over there to the prison. And I am just thinking to myself with every glance at these photographs, oh my goodness, what are they up to?
You know, there's a documentary or some sort of like camera already on the works behind that friendship. That, and did you see before we found out it was Jen Shah, there was like a blurred out picture of Elizabeth Holmes first, and then it
Oh,
came
I didn't see
out.
that.
Yeah, it was like blurred out for some reason, and then we got the photos of it being Jen Shah.
Which Jen Shah, by the way, sweetie, the photos I'm seeing of you, fierce. I mean, you look great. I can't imagine what mastermind of evil plans are taking place legitimately as we speak.
I mean, she's getting close with the family. She's met the kids,
Of course she
the
has.
husband.
Jen, listen, she's smart. I told my husband, he was like, why would you go on the Housewives if you knew that? I said, it's part of the plan so that she can have employment when she gets out of prison, honey. TV will forgive you. You can always come back to television. Okay. So I just feel bad because there's going to be another scandal, y'all. These are not life sentences that they have. They're going to be out of prison, what, in like the next 7 years?
I would not be surprised, and you're so right, because look at how everybody right now is loving Erica Jane.
Oh my God. And I have to admit, ooh, y'all, if you can't see me, I'm biting my knuckles. I used to ride hard for Erica Jane because also age gap relationship. So I gravitate to these couples and then they break my heart because I cannot tell you how much Erica Jane and her husband's divorce impacted my prenuptial agreement. Massively. Because it's true. When you have a certain, and he doesn't even have to be that much older than you. Like, he doesn't have to be able to be older than you at all. But when there's someone who is making X amount more money than you, and you are in a place like Erica Jane was when she's scripping, and then all of a sudden you don't have to worry about a goddamn thing. I could understand why you'd be like, oh, well, this is just like, I just live. Like, I can understand that. It's not smart. So this season, she has been sort of like redeeming herself by, I guess, like being not evil.
Trying to find empathy because she
Yeah.
doesn't know what empathy is.
It's working though, because with her drunk in Spain at the table, a la Mesa, I said, girl, you are hilarious.
How she was upset about, like, I get to keep the earrings. The earrings weren't a problem. But then there is this new Hulu documentary that just came out this week about how, like, no, it was the earrings were bought with the victim's money.
Because all
And
of y'all's money was victims' money, Erica. That's the thing that she's not really tapping into, is that you can comb through every like $200,000 and maybe find like 10 or 15K that maybe belongs to him. But like, let's just look at like your life. Your life, you lived off of stolen money. Period.
she is really like sitting down with these victims, and like one of the victims was like, "Have you heard about us?" And she's like, "Not really."
Oh gosh.
I'm like, "Have you not learned?" Like,
No, well, that's the thing. If you have to ask your therapist how to learn empathy, there's you're done. You're so done. I saw her in Chicago. She actually lived a block away from me when she was in Chicago.
oh, during
And
this, okay, yeah.
yes, during the when she was on Broadway. And everyone loved her in the cast, because I also knew this girl who I don't really fuck with anymore, but who I think is still in the show actually, with her, and was like, yeah, no, she's the sweetest lady, you know. And then very soon thereafter, we realized that she's gonna be moving on out.
And I believe that. I believe that she is. I mean, we saw it in the dinner table when she's with the Eludes. What, how are they called? I've never heard of that term until learning everything new in Housewives. She is easy to talk to, and like she's a great listener. She just has that one tick where it's like she is selfishly oblivious to what she done.
I think it's also Erica comes, and I know it's hard for people to reconcile this with how we were introduced to her as like the new rich girl, like the richest girl on the scene now. Because that's the kind of how she was introduced. Like, we're sick of you poor bitches. Let's bring someone who's actually rich. But Erica comes from the dirt, y'all. And I, as someone who understands her dynamic and being super independent, and having parents very close in age to you, and sort of moving out into a different way of living, I can see her survival mentality and how she has this sort of self-preservation, like it's me or nobody. And she went from being like the girl with all the coin in the group to feeling, I don't know if this is the way it is, but to feeling like she had the most to lose, and that like it didn't matter. These girls were going to be able to, you know, recoup, but she was the one who really needed the most, which, you know, from the outside looking in, it was like, Erica, no, sweetie, you just need to go be happy in your $1 million house that you just have to live in. You just have to live in this $1 million home. Like,
I wonder her and Sonia talk, because it's very like kind of same situation, right? Where Sonia's kind of like she lived that life, and but then again, like Sonia cheated.
yeah, I feel like also a thing about it is that Sonia like stayed in her home, and you know, she obviously got cut off financially, and like things changed. She wasn't on the jet anymore, et cetera, et cetera. But I think for Erica, and she's like on the show when it happened, because Sonia had been approached to be on The Real Housewives of New York. And she turned it down.
The
And
reboot.
then she, no. Initially, like Sonya was offered a role on the show, like I want to say like a season or two before she started, but she didn't want to go through her divorce, like the initial impact and like all of the embarrassing stuff on camera, which I think is very smart. So Yeah, I think it was just really embarrassing for Erica and humbling for someone like her who talked a bunch of smack and, did the absolute most.
But still is looking for an apology from the women.
Looking for absolute sympathy. Yeah, I am praying for the future victims of Jen Shaw and Elizabeth Holmes as my runner-up.
All right, so for my best week ever runner-up, I have to give it to the Miss Alicia Keys voice cracking during the Super Bowl halftime. When I saw her name on the roster, I am a Alicia Keys fan, so I feel like I can say this, but we've all been kind of worried once we saw her name being there with Usher. She hasn't sang publicly in a very long time. We know her voice is not as sharp as she was when she was a baby teenager when she came into the industry. And yeah, did you know that the NFL altered the video? So now when you see it on YouTube, you don't hear the crack of the beginning of her
AI.
Ain't Got You. Yeah, so now we are having some sort of a Mandela effect, whether did it actually happen or if
It
it
happened.
didn't. But guys, we have Twitter gods.
Y'all, it
And
happened.
I will put it on the show notes so you guys can see it for yourself. But just the comparisons of the difference, it's just crazy how they can just brush that off from our history.
And that's why the Actors Union went on strike all year last year, because that's what you can just not, it doesn't matter what's real or not. But here's the thing about Alicia Keys, and she was not my runner up. She was my worst week winner. Because how dare you? How dare you? Alicia Keys, sweetie, I know that you want to smoke a blunt, but you may have to smoke a vaporizer, you may have to eat an edible. And it only takes a week. You can't, and I know that's what happened. That's the thing that is annoying to me. I know Alicia Keys and Swiss Beatz down to the Jay-Z and all of them was having a blunt circle. Just smoke the blunt after the Super Bowl, girl.
They're taking edible.
Have an edible. But there's just like a time and place for everything. And literally, this is coming from, like, I am Wiz Khalifa, I am Willie Nelson. You understand what I'm saying? I love it. I live it. But when you're at work and they're giving you the millions, and also just for your reputation, like, girl, you were on the Super Bowl cracking.
The most watched televised
Cracking while Usher is over here skating, singing, hunching, and pumping. And
taking
you
shirt
all,
off.
like, my sweet Alicia. And the problem is that I know she can do it. That's why it's annoying. It's like, Alicia, and what, you now have more videos of you out there on the streets cracking than you do of you singing down the house, which you have done. You have sang down the house, boots, mama.
I
That's
still see
embarrassing.
her live stuff all the time. But
Oh my
I feel like
God.
she really went hard on her vocals. It's put a strain.
She needs to stop smoking blunts. That's all she needs to do. If she stops smoking blunts, she will be fine. Blunts are harsh. The tobacco. And you see, there's like videos of her. She's like doing her 80 home, or she's like, party. And you could like see her with her husband barefoot, because they're always barefoot no matter where they are. It's like New Year's Eve, New York City, Times Square, they're barefoot and smoking a blunt. Which is fine if you're a rapper, if you're a stock exchange member, if you are someone who doesn't have to sing for a living.
Yeah.
Girl, I hope she's not trying to make a comeback. Now, she does have a musical that's coming out on Broadway this year, and I know someone who's going to be in it. And I have heard that the musical is great, so this will be a good pivot for her. She was raised up, her mom's an actress. I was actually cast in a film. When her mom was meant to be in the film, but the film just like totally fell apart. I don't think the man who was supposed to be producing it really had the coins to produce it. But yeah, so I'm excited to see. It's called Hell's Kitchen. You guys should look it up if you live in New York, or if you ever go to see Broadway shows, go have a look-see at it, because she will not be singing in it. So, other people are gonna be singing.
No, it was absolutely terrible to, and it was just so beautiful how she came onto the scene, and then yes,
She
that
looked
first note.
incredible, bodied,
Armored, jeweled
armored,
up.
playing that piano like a beautiful angel of music.
That like silky, I don't even know what it was, just flying away from her. I was just like, and then yeah. What did you have any? I mean, like people are going crazy at the fact of how Usher hugged her, and I was like,
Oh,
that's
God.
Usher.
Also, it's like if you are watching a movie, you want the people who are in the movie to actually look like they're. The song is called My Boo.
Yeah.
So, like, what?
Like cue her and Mos Def.
Also,
Like
they're both in committed relationships. So why does it need to be? Maybe if they were both single, and it'd be like, ooh, are they the new hot couple? You know, whatever. I don't know. I think one thing that's really been destroyed by social media is like the rumor mill and the need for a new story to be coming out about something. Like every day, there needs to be something new to like freak out about, and not even to just be like, oh, interesting, or oh, that actually matters. But it's like, oh, these people are dating. She was wearing his jacket. Oh my God, girl. Hush.
Are you pertaining to Miss Taylor? I mean, because my worst week winner ever is the Niners. I was rooting for them. I live in the Bay Area, Santa Cruz, California. My husband is a San Jose born and raised Niner fan. So I never had to worry about my blood pressure. Never had to worry about it ever in my life until that night. But yeah, I think, and Swifties, please don't come for me because I do love Taylor Swift music, but she can annoy me too. I really do think that Miss Taylor Swift is being a little overexposed right now with the whole Grammy win. And now this win, and she has been posting for the first time. I guess she has a TikTok that I didn't not know about, and they were in the club. And I just feel like this is my theory. This is all an act for trying to get her ex jealous, and it's not working. And the
I don't
fact
even
that
know what
she
the drama is with her. Like, I don't even know who she was dating because, you know, she's a
so
grown woman. She can date, whatever.
the album that she has right now is called The Tortured Poets Department, and apparently there's been some Vanity Fair clip of Paul Mescal and her ex Joe Alwyn, where they were basically saying that they're in a group chat called the Tortured Men's Club. So everybody has been up in arms saying that this is about her ex. I feel like there is going to be music about her ex in this song. And I don't know. I just feel like with all these videos of her showing us that she's so truly in love, deep down, I just feel like this is part of just her mastermind of putting a dig of being petty. But that's just me. That's my opinion.
I just feel like I'm really at this point very uninterested in being proven to that Taylor Swift is the greatest thing that's ever happened. Because here's the thing, that is like the goal. The goal, like at every turn, is to be like, but she's so great. And it's like, you can think that. That's fine. We don't all, and this goes for everything in culture, y'all. We don't have to agree on everything. Oh my God. Y'all want to be happy for that girl? That's fine. Be happy for that girl. But you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to kiss the ring. And in every conversation that I fucking have about this woman, be like, oh my God, she's an amazing songwriter. She's incredible. She's a great, but no, like you can literally just be like, I don't care to see that. I'm just not interested. And I think that a lot more people lately, because they don't want to seem like haters, because it's like if you say one negative thing about the woman, people are like, you don't like women. And it's like, what?
No, truly, like the Swifties, I don't know what's worse, the
All
Barbs or
they all crazy. If you
the
subscribe, if you calling yourself a barb or a beehive or any of that, you need to go out and touch grass, boo-boo. Because these girls don't care about you. They don't care about me either. Like, I can assure you that Taylor Swift doesn't give a damn what I think, but I'm very convinced that her PR team needs everybody to think that she is the best thing that ever happened. And that means that they're just getting paid a lot, but leave me alone, y'all. She is fine. She's doing fine. She's winning at life. She's thin, tall, and beautiful. We don't need to like all wake up every day and think about her. And I feel like the whole like game, because also like I don't even care about sports. Every one of your podcasts is like, get this bitch out of here.
We don't really talk about sports in here either.
get
Unless
this
like an NFL
un-American
player has
bitch
some
out of here.
PTSD
Get this, Tommy. Like, they're like, get this person. Y'all, I'm just saying, lately it's been a lot of Swift. Lately, just everywhere you turn. And for a lot of people, they feel like this is something that she deserves. But I feel like this is something that we have been enduring for the last decade or two. And I don't know what else we need to give. Do we all need to take a vial of blood and donate it to Taylor Swift so that she can live forever? Will that make y'all happy?
It's crazy because a lot of people talk about how she went through a 6-year break. Like for 6 years, we didn't see her. And I'm like, didn't she come out with Folklore and like a couple albums? Like, and she was just staying
We
in
have not had a break.
Caliente. I'm
We have not had a break, my
like,
darling.
what break are you talking about? Like, yes, maybe she wasn't as like overexposed as she is now, where she's annoying, but like, I don't
Yeah, so
know.
God bless. And like I said about the people at the beginning of the podcast, I'm going to wish her all the best and I'm going to wish her what she exactly deserves. Whatever
For
that
worst week ever, you had Alicia Keys. So we are going
is.
to move on to our best week ever category. Best week ever, honorable mentions for me. I have to give it to Chloe Sevigny about New York versus LA. She has this whole questionnaire interview with Elle magazine. I'll put it on the show notes so you guys can tune in. But it was basically my favorite thing to listen to.
Last place I would want to live is Los Angeles. Sorry. I feel like there's a lot of driving. I feel like it's very isolating. I find it very bright. I find the sunshine monotonous. I don't like how dry it is. I don't like how hard the water
I don't
is.
like it. It's a town built around the industry that I work in. It makes me feel very self-conscious and uncomfortable in my own
I don't like the
skin.
terrain. I don't like the vegetation. Sorry.
She's on Feud right now as CZ guest. She has been interviewing a lot for this show, and I just been loving her so much more. She's always been my favorite New York fashionista socialite girly, especially since I grew. I've been knowing her for a long time because I first saw her when I was in third grade, and I saw the movie Kids. Very dark, very traumatizing.
Yes.
But not only has she dissed New York with Lululemons and their dog lovers, but she was also claiming that she would never leave regardless of all that. And she explains this all in the video, which will be on the show notes. And it just made me adore her even more because she's just so very cool girl. You know what I mean? Where she like turned, she says in the interview as well, she turned down a it wasn't Quentin Tarantino, but it was two prominent, like really famous. I think it was David Lynch. I'm not too sure, but she said no at the time because she herself was scared of being too overexposed. And she's always been like an indie girl. She never really wanted to be like glamour. But yeah, I loved watching it. Have you seen this at all or seen clips?
I have heard of it. Yeah, I love Chloe Sevigny. I think she's really fantastic. She kind of is one of the role models I have, like someone who is well known, popular, but not really like famous. Like she's not really I guess she is famous, but she's not really a celebrity. Which I think people confuse. Like, oh, they're famous, so they're good at their job. And it's like, boo-boo. No. Some people just want to be able to walk down the street. Like the Kim Kardashian level of fame is not the goal for everyone. So I love that about her. And also there's a different vibe on the East Coast, especially in New York City, when it comes to famous people. Like you can walk down the street, go to the store, do your shopping, whatever. As I think LA, that could just never be. That would just never
No, I
ever
mean,
happen.
I lived in New York City for 3.5 years, and I remember dressing up everywhere I went if it was just to go downstairs to cross the street to go to the bodega.
Yeah,
Like,
girl.
it was my favorite thing to do. And I live in, it is Northern California, but it is so relaxed here that everywhere I went, the first few years of me living here, people said I was dressed up.
Yeah, I'm going through that now. I moved out of the city. I live in Woodstock. And yeah, but I will be dressed up every day, honey, because someone's got
Yeah,
to do
I will
it.
always be put together. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Someone's got to do it.
And I thank New York fashion for that. Like, I that is, I mean, like Chloe, to this day, I love how she still takes transportation. That's one of my, like, you would think with her ex, because she is an actress. She's an
Yes.
actress first and then celeb second.
Yes. And that's the goal. I mean, it used to be more like that, but nowadays, geez. But it will all, the pendulum will swing back because you can only endure so much crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's only so much you can endure.
Who is on your best week ever honorable mentions?
This will be very short, very sweet, and then we can move on to the next. Whatever the man who won the football game on Sunday. Congratulations to those men.
Is your best week? Oh, well, actually, I wanted to add another honorable mention, Tony Hale, who was on the commercial with Beyonce, the
Oh,
best
yes.
side bitch ever. He's been on Arrested Development. He's been on
Yes.
Veep. He has always played the most best assistant, just like best mommy boy ever. And to whoever thought of this millennial commercial, like, deserves all their flowers, because this is what I didn't care about any other commercial but this one. First of all, we never get to see Beyonce in a commercial. And
Yeah. Well, we're having our moment. I think we're actually old enough now as millennials where the oldies and the throwbacks and the things are for us. Because that halftime show was like, "Oh my God, this I have to go. I'm actually texting with my girlfriend right now about getting tickets to see Usher in Brooklyn." Because it must happen. It must.
you have to go.
Yeah, it must happen.
But yes, I love that commercial a lot. And who is your best week ever runner up this week?
The best week runner-up for me would have to be Ursha Raymond.
That is
Ursha, baby.
for two. Usha, Usha.
He's just like, goodness gracious. Like, first of all, what's the skincare regimen? Second of all, the vocals, you guys. Like, he sounded so beautiful, so healthy, so crisp, so sharp. And we could tell that the mics were on because then Alili came later. And reminded us, oh yeah, the mics are hot tonight. Y'all are hearing live music right now. So no, he's just having a great time. I'm happy for him with this. I'm happy for his tour. This was such a great strategic move. Whoever's on his team, kudos to you, because doing the Super Bowl and then going on tour is such a great thing to be doing when you're like 47. Also, like the longevity of the career is amazing.
It was just hit after hit. I still can't believe he's still, I mean, yes, I still can't believe, because he is the master of dancing and singing at the same time with no struggle whatsoever. I had so much fun. I also want to give it up to her. Her performance was
Woo!
so, I mean, I know she's done the Super Bowl before, and she actually sang in the national anthem when she was just like a baby girl,
She's
which
from over there where you are from on the West Coast.
The Bay Area, yeah, I
Yeah.
think, yeah, San Francisco, Oakland area. But at 11 years old, she sang at the Niners game, and now she got to perform in the halftime during the Super Bowl with the Niners, which
Huge, major.
I she was so I Ugh, with Usher there, yeah, that's had to be like a dream come true for her.
She's just killing it. And I think that her is a perfect example of mind your business, the opposite of what I do. She is the perfect example of like drink your water, mind your business, go to work, and then go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. You don't have to do nothing else. You just have to mind your business. That's all.
But yes, that's one of the most iconic Super Bowl halftimes ever. Like, yeah, Usher was amazing. Best week ever winner. Who is on your list?
Beyonce, Giselle Knowles, Carter, duh.
Duh. Yeah, same. I love how we have the best week aligned.
Like, duh. It's just one thing that she reminds me of is that you are actually in charge of your story. And there are decorations in this life, totems, if you will, whether it's like, a wedding or a baby. And I'm thinking about things that really like matter, like your family, or it could be like awards, money, the things that money can buy, attention, which are can be considered quite negative. And I feel like for her, one thing that she's gonna do is make sure that you cannot forget who she is. It doesn't matter if the Recording Academy gives her an Album of the Year award. Taylor Swift kids will be singing Beyonce. My kids will be singing Beyonce. My grandkids will be singing Beyonce. Everybody kid, Adele kids, it doesn't matter who we are, everyone will be touched by Beyonce. So it's like you can be moved by like the decorations of the world, or you could just move the world. Because even like this whole game, this whole way that the situation was guaranteed to be geared toward the attention of one specific couple, right? And Beyonce said, actually, I don't think so.
I loved it. I
Yeah.
did not care after that. I was just like Beyoncé, 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 Beyoncé.
Two new songs, a new album release date. And also just looking so bodacious. Like I've been in a weird place in my life where I'm like, oh my God, I'm actually not like a young, I'm young, but I'm not that young, and I'm like feeling it, but I'm like, but Beyonce is like 10 years older than me. So if she got it, she got it. She got it. I might have to get it. I might get not get there, but I can get close to it. So and I hate that I'm like that I made that like kind of parallel between her and Taylor, but I can't help myself because when you think about like Album of the Year and sort of, I guess, this motivation to keep Beyonce going, which maybe like she would be not as motivated if she had already won it two or three times. I don't know. But she just keeps, I feel like the doubt and the white supremacy of our culture keeps Beyonce on the tippity tip top of her toes and giving us something fresh at every turn. Like she just did a world tour and now she's like, you know what? I love country music and I need to remind you guys where this music came from, actually.
She is a country girl. She's
Yeah.
from Houston. She performed with the D Dixie Chicks. A lot of people forget about that because I just found out that they actually scrubbed it off media because of
Well,
the
because when
racist
they
comments.
performed at the CMTs, like you said, the racist comments, but you sh oh my God, the looks.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember being like, oh, this is not just like one of those things where we're like, oh, they're racist. Because listen, let's be honest, a lot of times we'll see somebody that we just don't let, they racist anyway. No, everybody not racist. But you could see the vitriol and like them being like, this bitch needs to get out of here. This is not like,
And the chicks already, I feel like white conservatives since the whole Bush era, like the chicks just were never able to come back with white America country music ever. I mean, like there's certain people that continue to listen to them. They are actually older millennials now that I think about it. But yeah, there was a time where, like you said, the looks, Dixie chicks, the Dix, the chicks now, my bad. I know that's like, but yeah, the fact that yeah, I just can't wait for her to just like and just come back next Grammy season award, taking every country genre home. I
That
mean,
would be the biggest clapback too. It's like you're gonna give you won't give me album of the year, and so you're going to have to give me every single other award there is until you do. You're just gonna have to. And I think that some people just they view the awards season as something that it's not. And they really do feel like it's like, oh, well, this person is the best, and this person is the best, and you can't actually judge what is the best art because that is subjective. Some people, you know, they think that certain artists can sing, and other people's trying to help that girl find a tune. You know, especially these days, like the rappers, whatever. It's like it's just a lot that's going on. But really, what it is, it's a merit based off like what you've, how many records you've sold, how popular you are. And like, if we're really going off of numbers, like SZA had the most listened to record last year. Y'all, that's not like opinion, that's just facts. She had the most like listened to record last year. So it's interesting how then these awards skew, because then Beyonce can win every other award because she sells the most, or she's the most popular numerically, or whatever it is. But you know, we'll see. We'll see how it happens in the future. She probably still won't get it, and that'll be fine because then we'll get another album.
it's so true. Did you hear the rumors of her potentially having some sort of legacy in Vegas with the Sphere?
Baby, let me tell you something. I missed Renaissance Tour because I was a fool. And also, like, give me a break, you guys. I was planning a wedding. I needed my money. But I will not miss Usher, Ursha baby. I will not miss him this year. And I will, if Beyonce is playing anywhere, NT, I will be present. Period. I must be there.
I really hope that she does it. I feel like Usher probably talked about it, saying like, this is great. You get to
Well, I
do
feel like
this and
it's,
go home.
yeah, and like you can like go to your house at night. You don't have to be like on a tour bus, because also the helicopter, Celine Dion used to, when she did her residency, she used to get helicoptered out every day.
Oh,
So
yawn.
I know Celine Dion.
My
The
favorite.
power of
When I
speaking
saw
of
her
Celine.
on stage presenting that award, I cried just because I know it must have taken a lot for her to get there with the syndrome that she has. Apparently, there's a documentary coming out, and you know we're gonna get our goofy gal in that documentary because she is very light and airy when it comes to heavy stuff. And I can't wait for Miss Celine Dion herself.
Miss Celine Dion, my queen.
Ooh,
My queen. Yes, we love her. That's
that
my Celine
was
Dion impression, you guys.
I still go back to that VH1 Diva moment because of Mariah
Yes.
Carey's memoir.
No one can out-diva Celine, because she's just like, she'll just belt your face off. She'll just start belting in your face, and then your head will explode and you will pass away into the next life. So just give up.
Or she might just roll the window up on you too.
Yeah, sure, just roll the window up on you. That's hilarious.
Brandon, I'm having so much fun with you. I'm at the end of the show where I ask my guests what their favorite 2000s to 2010 song is. The year is 2006.
Yes,
Normal
baby.
album. Ride With Me by Rihanna. Can you please tell me, where were you when you first heard this song, and what makes it your favorite?
So, I got my first car in 2006, 2005, actually. But I didn't get my driver's license in 2006. But anyway, the first purchase I made, because I was a summer camp counselor and I had like, you know, maybe $2,000 in my bank account. And so I went and I spent like a quarter of that on a sound system for my car. And at the place where I got the sound system, I want to say it was like Best Buy, they had these CDs, and I was like, can I have one of these CDs? Since I just spent like $700 on my sound system. They gave me like a pile of CDs, and Rihanna's first album was on that record. And her first album was called, wait, let me find out what it was called. The song is called We Ride, and it goes like this: Ride, we ride, we ride, it's to the day that we die. We used to say, and we ride, it's to the day that we ride. You guys know the song? Come on, tell me you know it. It's from A Girl Like Me. Okay. And that album was like 16-year-old Rihanna. A girl like me, never gonna settle for second best.
I first thought of SOS, please
Yeah.
someone help me. Yeah.
And it was just like my gay awakening. Like I put that record on the way to school in the morning and just be like feeling myself like, yes, bitch, Rihanna.
No, that's when she was very like, because I saw the music video and her heavy Barbados accent. She was just, she still is.
Yeah, she's just that girl.
I love that.
She's
How do you,
just.
what do you, what are your thoughts on Rihanna today? I mean,
Oh, I'm just so pleased. I couldn't be more
yeah.
proud.
I don't get the hype of a new album. I'm like, she's happy. Like, I want her to be happy.
Well, I just think that we want another millennial moment where, because, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Rihanna live, but you can just go and live. And it's not like you necessarily need to be like super glued into every single second because she's gonna like do a backflip into a split or something. It's like, no, we vibing. She vibing. She telling the people from the nosebleeds to come down to the other seats because the damn shit ain't sold out. You know, like I just feel like people just want a new. And also, let's be real. Every record that she's put out has been heat fire. The last like two or three have just been like really good. So I think people are just like, okay, girl. We ain't got nothing to listen to over here. We got Ice Spice talking about him in a bit in a car, sitting a bit in a butt, sitting a root in a snoop, hit a bit, sit, which, like, go for it. But I don't want to listen to that. Which is why I was so mad at Nicki Minaj because I was like, you just dropped one of the best records ever, and then you followed it up by being very mean.
Are you going to be going to her tour? Because
No.
she. Okay.
Because I feel like the Barbs like to fight.
Yes. I didn't even think about that. You wouldn't be able to actually enjoy the show.
And I just feel like I don't want to spend the money to get a box for Nicki Minaj. Like, I would maybe consider doing that for someone like Beyonce. But I don't know. It just seems like you'd be at the function. Somebody sits in the wrong seat because they can't read their ticket because they're wasted. Because they pre-gamed for like 3 hours because they can't afford the drinks at the venue. And, you know, then a bitch gets mad, bitch start tussling. I've seen it happen so quick. That's why I like don't go out to big things like that unless I know I'm going to be behind a gate.
You know what? You're very right, 'cause the last concert I went to, me and my girlfriend saw four fights happening throughout the show. Like, we counted it. There was four fights.
And just like, there's no reason, y'all. There's no reason. Like, we are in the year of our Lord, 2024, okay? When we're out at a function, if we can at least realize, okay, I'm about to be out in a situation where I'm going to be on top of other people, I'm going to be in a public space. You know, I think people also forget that when you go out into the, when you leave the dwelling that you own or that you're renting or whatever the hell you got going on. You are in public space. It's not yours. You're entitled to nothing. So I just want, I don't like putting myself in the line of fire. Like, I feel like if you, because I like to talk shit. So I just feel like, damn, I can't even bring, you know, Beyonce not letting y'all bring no tasers and no damn shanks into her concert. So that's my thing, is I really just got to fight with you with my bare hands.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
everyone has a phone now. And the concert that I'm talking about, it was at Levi's Stadium in San Jose, I think it's in San Jose. And it was a Kettle G concert, and they actually used I saw it like a couple weeks later of like, please don't, they were promoting like, don't fight in the stadium, you will be removed. And it was literally the fight that I saw two rows down down for
It's
me.
just so basic, the
Yeah.
violence. But then I think about like what goes on in our world on a daily basis, what we live through, endure, and ignore. and I realize that we are extremely violent creatures. We are. And I want to heal the world so that we don't have to do that. Y'all just go watch an episode of Traitors if you want to get your rocks off. But like the beating up of other people at a concert. First of all, what y'all fighting over? Seating? Over who's looking at your man? Over who's looking at your girl? Because let's be honest, it really be y'all small-minded ass men who be fighting over who, like your girl walking by and somebody looking at her, so now you want to beat him up.
It was very much that, I feel like.
You know, you have to pee all over her so everybody know who she belongs to. It just, that's why I can't be in those functions. So, but Barclays does have in Brooklyn, they do have box seats. So who knows what how I will be seeing Usher. I also feel like the rules in my state, like if you do stuff like that, you're really gonna get in trouble. So people really don't be trying to like act the fool really like that too much. So we'll see. In Vegas, all bets are off.
Oh my God, Brandon, thank you so much for being on my podcast. I had so much fun with you. I'm gonna have to have you back on. Maybe with you and Emily, we'll do something fun together. That'd be really
Yes, I
fun
would have loved
to
to do that. And I wonder, because you know, she's obsessed with Vanderpump.
talk
And
about.
I'm like, she's like,
You
do you want
might
to do a
have to hop
Vanderpump?
the bandwagon.
I just, I don't know. I don't know. You guys will
It's
have
a
to do
lot.
some mediations for me, some mediations.
But please let my listeners know where they can find you and if you have anything to plug in.
You guys can follow me at What Is This Honey Podcast on Instagram. You can also follow me at The Brandon Curry if you want to see me in all of my truth. And yeah, just come along, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like. I will either say love you, honey, or I'll block you. So yeah, it's up to you.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye, guys.
We ride until the day we die. But I remember what you used to say. We ride until the day we die.